Many parts of Kenya have had 3 or 4 consecutive years of drought. The total failure of annual rainfall is having a catastrophic effect upon millions of people. The World Food Program says the main maize harvest is expected to be 28% less than the average. It reports pasture and water for livestock is dwindling rapidly. The World Food Program says malnutrition rates are moving up at an alarming rate. In some areas, it has reached more than 20%, which is well above the emergency threshold of 15%. WFP spokeswoman Amelia Casella says food prices are 100 to 130% above normal.
This is a country where obviously many people are buying the majority of their food and spending the majority of their salaries on food. So an increase of food prices at this rate is really devastating for families. And at the same time, the price of livestock has gone down. And obviously one of the coping mechanisms that people use at a time like this is that they sell their livestock. But a lot of the livestock is in poor condition now, and the price of livestock has gone down.
Many wells and boreholes in Kenya have dried up, and Casella says this is forcing more livestock herders to move farther afield.
My colleagues reported that on the slopes of Mount Kenya there are dead animals, rotting carcasses. It's a very visible thing. Many of the livestock that are there now are dying due to pneumonia of the cold weather, in essence, and also tick-borne diseases as well. It's estimated that by the end of this season, half of the goat and cattle population in pastoral areas of Kenya may be lost due to direct or indirect effects of the drought.
The World Food Program is feeding 2.6 million drought-affected Kenyans. The Kenyan government will support the new caseload of 1.2 million people until the end of October. Casella says that is when Kenya's food stocks will run out. She says the World Food Program will then add this group of needy people to its already large caseload of beneficiaries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.